Hello and welcome to another edition of Bacardi's Balls to the Wall podcast.
Party!
Bringing you all things football in Mzansi and beyond. Today in studio with me as per normal is football writer Sibongiseni Gumbi. Hello Sibongiseni, how are you today?
Hey John dear, good to be back again doing this for the love of the game. And I'm not saying that other radio station or something.
Yes, I'm John D. Mark, Bacardi editor, and we're here to discuss the week's football action, starting with Bafana Bafana. Hugo Broza's Bafana Bafana pulling off a 2-1 win at FNB Stadium on Saturday against the World Cup semi-finalist Morocco. Goals from Percy Tau, or the Moroccan goalkeeper, depending on which one you want to believe.
It's Percy Tau's goal.
It's Percy Tau's goal. It's in the record books. It'll stay there forever. So that's decided. Second goal from Zakere Lapasa. Hugo Broza's, well, at the moment, his first choice striker, especially with Lyle Foster out the squad. Lapasa celebrating with a glorious tribute to Clive Barker, doing his aeroplane celebration in front of a crowd of about 57,000 at FNB Stadium. A decent crowd to watch Bafana Bafana for once. Hakim Ziyech rifled in a beautiful goal to make it 2-1, but Bafana held on and got the 3 points that took them probably temporarily to the top of Group K. Both teams, of course, have already qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations. So it was a confidence-boosting win for Hugo Broza's men. I was at the game, and it was an enjoyable evening all round. And it was good to see Bafana win a match, especially against a team as strong as Morocco, even if it was a Morocco team that partly were on the beach because they didn't really have much to play for. But you can only beat what's in front of you, and Bafana did. Sibongiseni, did you watch the game? What did you make of it?
Yeah, I watched the first half, and the second half I watched in bits because I had a busy time. But I think for me, the best moment was at Zakere Lepasa celebration. You know, it took us back to that glorious year, 1996. You know, it brought back memories. And it was a beautiful tribute to Clive Barker, who passed away recently. So, yeah, and then just to see the team playing so well, you know, they seemed to have an idea of what they were doing. Yes, I know a lot of people say they are just copying Sundowns, but then why not? If Sundowns are doing so well and so successful, then why not copy them? You know, so, yeah, we seem to be in the right direction, but this is Bafana Bafana we're talking about, and I wouldn't be surprised if in the next game they fail to give the same performance again.
Yeah, we can't you know, read too much into this. Yes, Morocco World Cup semi-finalists. Yes, a very good side full of stars like Ziyech, like Ashraf Hakimi was here. Sofyan Amrabat was missing. He is trying to sort out his club future. Hugo Broza, in a rather humorous moment after the game, thanked Sofyan Amrabat personally for not turning up because he thought it helped his team. Certainly, Batusi Albas on his Bafana debut and Deboho Mokwena really took control of the midfield area there. But again, yeah, we can't read too much into it. But we've seen this movie before, as we like to say. I remember Ted Dimitri before the 2006 AFCON saying, "Africa, here we come," after Bafana beat Egypt. Yeah, and then they went on to not win a single match or score a single goal at the tournament. I remember Pizzo, I think, beating Ghana when he was Bafana head coach. But he was sacked not long after that, after they failed. They made a dismal start, to their World Cup qualifying campaign way back when. So, yeah, we can't read too much into these results in what are – this was really a friendly match, given that both teams had qualified. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Morocco coach, Walid Regragui, actually said afterwards that he's felt like his players weren't really there. They weren't really at the races, if you like, and were not – their mind was somewhere else, perhaps. It's been a long season. They've done amazingly to beat Portugal and Spain on the way to the World Cup semi-finals. And yeah, if they didn't turn up for this one, it's understandable. He also said he was trying certain things out, said he'd played a left winger at left back, which sort of was borne out by the fact that there was a motorway for Tapela Morena to basically run into almost every time he sprinted down that right flank. So yeah, there was some mitigating factors for Morocco, but then you know, we'll take all the confidence boosting we can get as Bafana Bafana. And, yeah, as Sabol said, though, they're going to have to keep it going.
Yeah.
You got two friendlies, I think, hopefully in September, two in October, and then the World Cup qualifiers start in November. Nine African teams can play at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, plus potentially a couple more, I think, through a playoff system. But nine guaranteed berths, nine groups of six teams. The draw to take place in July. Yeah, Sibongiseni, what do you think? Can we qualify for the World Cup?
Yeah, but before we go there, let's go back to why I don't like talking about Bafana Bafana. Do you know what was the trending story after that Bafana Bafana game?
No.
That Batusi Obos was registered down there as Orlando Pirates player.
Another
fumble from Wade.
I want to move to that, though, because that to me is like non-story of the week. I'm sorry. Somebody made a mistake on a team sheet. They put Batusi Albas down as an Orlando Pirates player, yes, for anyone who didn't see this. He's a TS Galaxy player. Tim Sakazi then appeared on the radio going nuts, went on his personal Instagram account having a go at Safa, saying that, you know,
it's an embarrassment.
Doesn't want his players linked with Pirates as it is, or he's saying that, you know, it just fuels the speculation and he's never even spoken to Pirates and blah, blah, blah. Safa today, or I think today, issued an public apology. Well, an apology which Tim Sakazi then made public on his Instagram account and said, apology accepted. Let's put this in the past. And I think we should. Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's just an administrative error, right?
But for him, it's bad because he's trying to get his team out there. You know, he wants, just imagine if there were scouts from Europe who liked Obas. They would now be confused and not know where to go for him, you know, whether to go to Pirates or to TS Galaxy. And he might lose out on making money out of him, you know. So I know it's a silly mistake, but it's big in his books because it gives credit where it's not due, because he's a small team. He needs he needs all the credit he can get for his players if they work so hard to get to that Bafana Bafana level.
Yeah. No, point taken. And Albas did have an excellent game.
Yeah.
And was really outstanding. In fact, alongside Tewaho Makwene in that midfield area, really controlled the game for large parts. Perhaps the standout performer though was Tao. A constant ball of energy. You know, the Moroccan second choice keeper, who's probably going to stay second choice after that. No, Bono, the regular keeper was on the bench. Had a fantastic World Cup. Everyone remembers that. But yeah, they kind of dropped it into the goal. But otherwise, Tao was generally excellent. Both on the front foot and the back foot, defending as well. He was everywhere. Just showing that, you know, once he hits full form, he's still, and full fitness, he's still a key player for.
Key player
for Bafana Bafana, and long may that continue. Yeah. He's going to be key, no doubt, in the World Cup qualifiers if he can keep his fitness up, and key at the AFCON finals in the Ivory Coast, which are in January next year. It's going to be interesting looking at that going forward. Let's move on to some PSL news. AmaZulu have a new head coach, Sibongiseni. Can you tell us something about him? I know you wrote the story on the Pakati website yesterday.
He has a good history. You know, I like the stats about people. Like I was speaking about that Kaizer Chiefs alleged signee last week, that the stats are not so good. But with this coach, they seem good. He's been with Getafe as an assistant coach. He's been at Real Madrid. He's part of the technical team. He's been senior coach at Simba SC, playing the CAF Champions League. And he's been in Kuwait. He hasn't done badly. Yes, he hasn't been a winning coach in terms of trophies, but his teams have done well, you know, with a good support structure. He can do wonders, you know. But now the pressure on him is that he comes just after Jose Rivero at Pirates, who did so well from Spain. So all eyes will be on him to see if he can emulate what his fellow countrymen did in his first season here. But I know that AmaZulu can't really win anything in his first season, and especially with the club going through the changes that they are going through right now. I hope that that management has patience enough with him to give him the support to rebuild the team, because he has to rebuild, because I think even if he keeps some of those players that are there, the morale will be really down after what happened with some of them being chased away and called back and all of that. So he needs to know that he's walking into a mess that he needs to clean up first before he can start doing anything. So he seems a good coach on paper, but you never know. Let's wait and see. I hope that we can see him in preseason. They can get a few games where we can watch and see what he's coming up with.
Yeah, and we didn't actually name him. Pablo Franco Martin is his name. He's a Spaniard.
His name is Tujimpi now in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
It's somebody who rallies troops to a war.
Okay.
Just, you know, gives the confidence to, you can win this, you can do this.
So, yeah, in true South African fashion, he's already got a nickname before he's even taken charge of a game.
But if I were awesome. Amazulu, I wouldn't give him. I'd be so fast to give him the nickname. They gave Falls, the Fotloza name, which means somebody that folds things up and just, you know, just crumples things up. And he crumpled the team, unfortunately. So let's hope this guy is.
Yeah.
I was hoping that they wait for him to end the nickname and not just give them out so easily.
Well, we'll see what happens there. He's not, Amazulu not known for holding on to their coaches for very long. So hopefully he can make a change to that, because that doesn't really do clubs any good to constantly chop and change. Talking of not chopping and changing, Relani Mokwena has just signed a new 4-year contract. Well, it was, I think he signed it a while ago, but it was officially announced by Mamelodi Sundowns, today or yesterday. Good for Mokwena, good for Sundowns. There were some links with him moving, doing a sort of Pizzo-style move to North Africa, but it doesn't look like that's happening. Do you think it's a good move for Mokwena to stay at Sundowns? I mean, he's obviously still got plenty to prove in the sense of they didn't win the Champions League, so they did okay to get to the semi-finals, but they've really got to start performing better even on the continent now.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for him. The unfortunate part is that if it's true, because we had rumors, the Mkosi squad wrote about them that he was delaying signing his contract because he was negotiating on having certain people removed from his technical team. Because
I think Amalodi Sundowns have officially announced it, so I think it's true.
Yeah, you know, so then it puts a spanner in the works for him, because then you can't work if you really have somebody that you don't necessarily trust, you know, there, because it's like, we know that somebody is waiting to pounce. As soon as he fails, somebody comes in. So they're just there waiting for him to fail. I'm not saying they will do that. They will wait for him to fail. But, you know, it's like a cloud hanging over his head all the time. And that's not fair. He's proven himself. They needed to give him all the freedom he needs to do as he pleases. You know, Pizzo was successful because he had that freedom. He chose who he wanted to work with, from players to the technical team, even to some extent, at management level, he had people that he knew he could trust. So you need that for a coach to be successful. But we don't know why Sundowns are doing this, but let's hope it works out for them. And because Mokwena has proven to be a good coach, but he still needs to prove himself, you know, as a standalone coach. Without the senior coaches or whatever they are called, I think it would be much better for him to have his own assistant coach and you know, just the normal structure that we see at other clubs. But Sundowns are a special team, so they have special ways of doing things. Let's hope that it doesn't backfire on them, because as it stands for me, it doesn't look good.
Well, I mean, so far, certainly domestically, there's not much challenge to their coaching structure. Obviously, they get the best players in, which helps, but they've done a good job. Winning the league by a mile again this season. We'll see what happens down the line with Mokwena. Talking of Pizzo Mosimane, he has got a new job. It's interesting because he attended the launch in Sandton on Saturday of his Pizzo Mosimane soccer schools. And I was actually at the Bafana game with a couple of journos who said he kept his cards very close to his chest on what his next thing was. The only thing he did was deny that it was say he's not going to Chiefs.
Yeah.
Apparently he said he wanted to go to a team with a project. I don't, or a project that suits him, maybe. I don't know what that was all about, but, he's not going to Chiefs. He's going to Al Wahda, a team in the UAE. So he's staying in the Gulf States. He was there in Saudi Arabia. He got his team promoted. Then they decided to dispense with him, which was a bit strange. But given all the goings on in Saudi Arabia at the moment, and the amount of money that they're spending, maybe they're going to get someone more expensive than Pizzo in to coach that team. So Pizzo will move to a team in the UAE top flight, Al Wahda. Came third in the league last season, missing out on qualification for the Asian Champions League. I presume that a top two finish or even winning the league at a club like that will be Pizzo's mandate if he wants to stay on, qualify the team for the Asian Champions League. It is a new challenge for Pizzo, and he's kept all his regular coaching staff within. The pictures of them all signing the contracts were on social media in the last couple of days. So another good move for him. I mean, he's really building his brand and his business, and certainly as a coach, he's continues to fly the flag for South Africa in other countries.
Yeah, it's a good move. We need him to win the Asian Champions League now. I think he's done with Africa. He's won it how many times? 3 times now. So, you know, why not move to bigger things, you know? Al Wahda is the right project for him. Like he says, he wants projects. It's a club who wants to win. They've only won the league 4 times since they were, you know, established in 1984. So, they are not really a championship side if you look at it in that way. But Pizzo can bring that with him, you know. He has the experience and he has the right people around him. You know, people who know what they are going there to do. No one is going to need to be told what to do. So it's only just the players that will need to buy into his project. And hopefully they will quickly. And then he can win the league then, you know, and keep adding onto his medals. And, you know, and be, and who knows, maybe in 2-3 years' time he can move on to Europe and do the same, or even American lands and do the same things.
Yeah, certainly a step forward if he can first qualify the team for the Champions League and then, you know, maybe do well in it. I presume it's, you know, a tough one to win given the quality of sides from across Asia. As Sundowns are finding in the African Champions League, it's a tough one to win. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I think that's good from us for today. Thank you again to Spongiseni for coming in and gracing us with his presence and his comments. And he doesn't seem to like Relani Mokoena and Mamelodi Sundowns much. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a situation that they are creating that I don't like. You know? Just give him what he wants. And if he fails, he fails. And now, if he fails, you're going to have questions. What if, what if, what if? You know, we don't want that. We want him to be a standalone coach. Give him that. He's ended.
My opinion, Batusi Albas making a mountain out of a molehill. Please, man. Somebody wrote the wrong team down. Let's not get carried away here. Next, every mistake on a team sheet, someone will be demanding a public apology for. I mean, come on. Anyway, we are going to finish there. Thank you for listening. Please do follow us on Twitter at Picati with 3 A's. Like us on Facebook, also Picati with 3 A's. And do buy your copy. Sorry, get your copy of the Picati supplement free when you buy the Citizen newspaper every Tuesday. See you next time. And goodbye.
Cheers.